she gets it while she can.
Welcome, everyone. Radio.Dominican.edu, getting ready for tonight's worldwide broadcast. We're here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, 6:42 p.m. Lady Penguins are out on the floor getting ready for their big volleyball match tonight against the Hawks at a Holy Names. And as we like to do a couple of times each season and each sport, is we like to touch base with our athletics director, Amy Hankelman. She is alongside. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Stuart. Thanks for having me on.
I'm glad you're here. As always, you are always a wealth of information. And so we just have a few minutes tonight. And first off, the Penguin women on the volleyball floor, best start in NC2A history here
Correct.
At Dominican.
Yes, it's very exciting. Brand new coach. Coach Yami Nolan came in this year. Some new players, some returning players, but a nice lineup, less injuries than we've had in the past.
How about that?
Really looking forward to this season.
Yeah, and tonight is opening night, everybody, and taking on our Cross Bay rivals, the Hawks out of Holy Names, here at Dominican. Well, this weekend, lots of cool stuff going on here at the Conlon Center, specifically tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Another volleyball game. We'll have that for you live here on Penguin Radio. That'll be a 3 o'clock side out. But Sunday, big Make-A-Wish Day. And Amy, please tell us about that.
Okay, so Make-A-Wish is has been partnered with NCAA Division II for several years now. And it is the charity that Division II gives to. And our student athletes each year work really hard to raise funds to go towards Make-A-Wish, along with our conference office in the Pac West. So all the schools within the Pac West, all the schools throughout NCAA Division II, there's 24 conferences, all the schools are raising money for Make-A-Wish. But you have to raise over a certain dollar amount, over $8,000, in order to actually grant a wish on your campus. And that's something our student athletes have been working towards for several years. In 2014-15, our student athletes, along with ASDU on campus, raised over $8,000. So we have been given the opportunity to grant a wish on campus, and that is actually going to happen this Sunday. So this Sunday, we're going to be granting a wish to a little four-year-old named Alessio. And he will be receiving airline tickets for him and his family to go to Hawaii and go to Disney on Oahu.
Wow.
So really looking forward to that.
Now, how is Alessio chosen?
He is chosen through Make-A-Wish. Kids that have terminal illnesses or lifelong illnesses can apply with their families, and then they are chosen through the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
And does he have any idea this is coming?
No, his family does. They don't exactly know what it is.
You know,
they have an idea. They know what it is, but they don't know how much other things are going into this. So we have three stages set up. Our student-athlete advisory group, along with our two associate directors, Cassie Uros and Phil Blechigard, have been working really hard. It's going to start actually over at Kenley parking lot, and they're going to get escorted and picked up in a golf cart. And there will be a huge line of student-athletes and students lining the sidewalk, and that'll be at 1 o'clock. As we drive Alessio over to the Conlon Center, where the rest of the coaches and the rest of the community, parents,
alumni. I know there'll be a lot of people here.
Correct. And then there will be Polynesian dancing, Hawaiian dancing, hula dancing here in Conlon.
And this is at 1 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock.
On Sunday, this Sunday.
Correct.
Just 48 hours from now-ish, when Alessio will receive the big gift for he and his family to go to Hawaii. Now, how did they come up with that? Did he say this is a dream of mine? Or
correct. So when they're applying for Make-A-Wish, they get to say what their wish is. And then Make-A-Wish works with the family really closely to find the right match to do the reveal and the right timing, and a good fit for the family when they decide on a location to do the reveal.
You know, as a Dominican alum, it doesn't surprise me that the students have gotten together to do this, and it certainly makes me very proud. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you are proud and ecstatic of our athletes for putting this whole thing together, and I know there'll be a huge crowd here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California in Santa Fe this Sunday, 1 to 3, Make-A-Wish. Our guest is Amy Henkelman, the AD here at Dominican, and it's going to be a great weekend.
It's a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
It's the opener for a men's soccer program, and volleyball, and the Make-A-Wish is what seals the deal.
No kidding.
Seals the deal. You know, that's what we're all here for. We're here to serve others, you know, and to make a difference.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, you can't deny that's exactly what's happening here. And it's a great time to be a Dominican, that's for sure. Amy, thank you very much, as usual. Fans will have her on the air with us more down the line during the season. Amy Henkelman, the AD here at Dominican, has been our guest. We're going to be right back. Hawks in the house. Women's volleyball right here on Penguin Radio. Coming up. Welcome back, everybody, to the Conlin Center. About 3 minutes to go. Oh, Horn and Trejo together again.
Syra, what's up, Stu?
Well, I'm so excited. It is opening night, and we're here at the Conlin Center, and everything is looking very cool.
Yeah, we're that's right, Stu. We're definitely in opening night, exciting night here playing Holy Names University, Lady Hawks. Penguins are taking on basically our Cross Bay rival here.
Yeah, the big rivals. You know, it's funny. I go back to, when I graduated Dominican in 2001, there was no team anywhere that the Dominicans disliked more than the Hawks from Holy Names. Maybe at that time the Argonauts from Notre Dame, Dana Moore, were right up there. And the reason was because the Hawks were always so tough on us. They were always so good at all the different sports. And it's like the Giants and the Dodgers when it comes to the Penguins and the Hawks. Maybe it's because we're both
birds.
It's got to be something like that, right?
Some waterfowl and some of those those predators up in the sky.
I know.
But yeah, we should be taking this game. It should be an easy game for us. They're pretty low in the rankings in PacWest. Coming off the 2015 season, they were number 14 out of all the teams in the PacWest. We were just 13, a little bit above them, but coming out of the preseason, we're doing pretty well so far.
Well, and the Penguins are 4-4, the best start in the NC2A era here at Dominican, where the Hawks are coming in 1-7. And I'm just looking now at the rosters and the disparity between the two, and it looks to me like the Penguins have the Penguins have four more players than the Hawks do, and I'm not sure how many Hawks players made the trip over, but I suspect a full squad.
Yeah, quite a difference from last year's Dominican team, coming from a team of only seven, only one person on the bench, and now we have a total of 18 players, so quite a full squad there, and a good roster we have.
Yeah, well, and this will be my first chance to actually see the team. Now, I've been out to practices, but I haven't actually seen the team in action, because tonight is their first night here back on campus, so opening night at the Conlin Center for the Lady Penguins, although they have played 8 matches so far. We're 1 minute away from side out. Syra, I'm so excited. It's finally here.
Yeah, crowd is starting to fill up here in the Conlin Center. Definitely you can feel the excitement here. A bigger squad, different Penguins on the team, and so we are definitely excited. Both teams gearing up down on their respective sides, getting ready to start the broadcast here at the Conlin Center.
And, of course, the Penguins have a new coach, Yami Nolan. Her first year at the helm taking over for Gail Stammer. Stammer was here for 7 seasons, and now it's Nolan. And so far, so good. I know that the players that I've spoken to really like her. They're buying into her system, and that's always kind of a big deal. If you're a coach, what you want are people who can believe in what it is that you're trying to do. Amy Steinwan, of course, the outside hitting specialist, is the 5'8" junior out of Colorado Springs. She's back with the team, as is Brittany Lettigue. She's a 6-foot sophomore out of San Jose. Lettigue, a returning veteran. And Amanda Lee, the 5'2 senior, the libero out of Daly City. So we are about ready for volleyball, Penguin style, and we'll have the starting lineups for you coming up in just a moment as the overhead announcer, Mark Carlson, has made his way. Lexi Schumacher is looking for a chair, but we have a full squad here at Penguin Radio, which is always a nice thing. Always like to see lots of people here. And if you could, can you mark those for me? Thank you. And dead silence in the Conlin Center. Boy, there's a whole lot of nothing going on right here, sound-wise, waiting for maybe the national anthem to begin or some sort of announcements. Everybody's so excited. We just want to get this thing going.
We just want to go and get started on, you know, battling our Cross Bay rivals here.
Yeah, both squads are on their respective end lines. The Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center off to our left here on Media Row. You're listening worldwide. Penguin Radio. On the air from Dominican University of California. And this is so exciting. Boy, there's a bunch of people here, a lot of cameras, a lot of news media. Oh, I see Scott Calhoun and the crew are here. So this is going to be videoed, and it's going to be played on Channel 30. And just lots of good stuff going on here at the Conlin Center as the Penguin women are coming in 4-4. And, of course, PacWest play hasn't started. But tonight is opening night for the good old DUs against the Hawks. And some people are here, not as big a crowd as I would have thought. Maybe more will get going as the match progresses. The Hawks have brought in 3, 6, 9, 10 players from their 14-person squad, and it looks like the DUs have all 18 suited up. No injuries, Sarah.
It looks intimidating seeing the DU squad standing that way down on the line. It's pretty intimidating to see their, you know, yellow and black uniforms there.
Yeah, this is great. And we are ready for the national anthem on the other side of the national anthem. We are going to have the starting lineups and volleyball in its entirety from the Conlin Center. For everyone at home, please rise. When the national anthem plays, Syra, you know it's real. By the way, fans, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, side out, Penguin Women against Academy of Art here at the Conlin Center for even more volleyball. But for tonight, the Hawks are here. The Hawks 1-7 against the 4-4 Dominicans. Now the Penguins, under Coach Nolan, will be sending out... Well, I need to get the starters because I don't have ours.
Oh, there they are.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Zoe Burgess, who's a 5'2" freshman out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You know what Coeur d'Alene means? The eye of the all.
That's right.
I don't know why I know that. Amy Steinwan, the 5'8" junior, as I mentioned, the outside hitting machine. Steinwan, so good out of Colorado Springs. She'll be out there with Brittany Lateague, the 6-foot sophomore out of San Jose. The middle blocker, Lateague, the veteran returning for the DUs. Amanda Lee, a libero, the 5-foot-2 senior out of Daly City. She'll be out there with Kat Thompson, a first-year DU, a 6-footer right out of San Rafael. Hometown girl, Kate Even, 5-foot-11 sophomore out of Phoenix, Arizona. And the returning Susanna Pilkerton. Yes, that Susanna Pilkerton, the senior out of Dexter, Michigan, took last year to go to Arizona State, came back, and wants to graduate from Dominican. So happy to see Pilkerton back out on the floor, the 5'11 senior. And finally, Hannah Smith, a 5'6 senior out of Reno, Nevada. There are your starters for the good old Dominicans. So Mark Carlson has named the Penguins starters. And for the Hawks, who come in 1-7 under head coach Adrian Beltrami. Beltrami, like Nolan, in his first season. So coach will be sending out Melissa Munley, a 5'8 senior out of Spanish Springs, Nevada. You know where Spanish Springs is, right?
I don't, Stu. Where is that?
I don't either.
I know Reno and Las Vegas. That's it.
Those two I've heard of. Of course, Sabina Girard is the libero player, 5'7", a grad student, it looks like, out of Redlands, California. I know where Redlands is. That's down by Los Angeles. Christina Covarrubias, a 5'3" sophomore out of Oakdale. Christina Covarrubias is out there with Heather Emery, a 5'8" senior out of California City. She went to Antelope Valley College. Madison Stark is a 5'9" junior out of Wildomar. Marin Gibson, a 6-foot senior out of Albany. Well, that's just over in the East Bay. And Ashley Gore, a 6-foot sophomore from Las Vegas, one of the towns that Syra is very familiar with over there in Nevada. All right.
That's right.
So I think we're ready to go. As both teams have taken the floor, the Penguins, Lateague, was the 7th and rotated out so the libero can come in. Just a technicality at the start of these games. And at our first break, Syra is going to give us a dissertation on why they bring out 7 and then rotate 1 out. But so we can all look forward to that. For the DUs.
I'll bring that for you.
Thank you. Hannah Smith has a side out off to our left. The Penguins occupying the southern end of the court. The first serve of the season is deep. And the Penguins lose the first point of the season. Maybe they can improve upon that. Smith was a little pumped. We're all pretty excited to be here. So Smith let it fly, and it was a little bit long. For the Hawks, right behind the middle of the end line is Madison Stark, the 5'9 junior. And it's back to Stark after the Penguins with a good move to bring it up. The Penguins throw up a wall, and off of the diving Pilkerton, it goes out of play, and the Penguins trail 2-0.
Perhaps a little nervous energy coming out from the start. It's first game at home, and so we got to get it together and go back into the game.
I think you're right. I think the Penguins might be a little tight, but that won't last long. Stark with another bullet to the back row. Now Pilkerton with a good move off the left hand from the forward left corner. DU's on defense. It's blocked up by Steinwan, bumped up. There's Pilkerton from the left side, and the killer, and the Penguins get their first point of the night off the left-handed smash of Susanna Pilkerton.
And we're really in that need of an opposite hitter. We didn't have that last season, so Susanna will really be an asset to the team this season.
No question about it. Pilkerton is tall and lean, and she can really bring it. 2-1, the Penguins trail. Kate Anderson in for Coach Nolan. Her first service of the night. We're just in set number one here, fans. Best of 5, and they get it over to the front left corner. Steinwan unleashes one. Now it's back over to Pilkerton, and Pilkerton with another put away. Scores tied 2-2. Well, I'm surprised Steinwan unleashed one from that front left corner, but the Hawks were waiting on it. It's 2-2, everybody. And the Penguins are on offense. Here's Anderson.
Freshman Anderson going up for the serve there.
Well, it's interesting. It says she's a sophomore here, but it's her first year with the Penguins. That I know. And one of the Hawks hit the net, and it was looks like it was number 3. That's Christina Covarrubias, and the Penguins with the point. For the first time tonight, Syra, the good old DUs lead 3-2. Penguins come in tonight 4-4 against the 1-7 Hawks out of Holy Names. So the Penguins on offense, and Anderson unleashes another one. Penguins in the front row, and the block by Steinwan goes just over her head. And the point goes to the Hawks. It's three apiece.
Back in for Holy Names, number 14, Ashley Gore. We're needing a little coverage there when we're going up to block, a little covering there to get those balls.
Timing issue, nerves issue, just getting things going. Oh, and Steinwan pounds one across court, and it just finds the sideline, and the D is with the point. Well, there's Steinwan's first killer of the season, and that's nice to see. You get Steinwan going, and oftentimes people will say, as Steinwan goes, so go the Penguins. That's how much of a dominant force she can be. 4-3 DUs. Penguins on offense and with a dink into the net. Unsuccessfully, Munley, well, she got it into the net, so clearly it was unsuccessful. It's 5-3, and they're for the DUs. Anderson, in fact, is a walk-on. Thank you, Lexi Schumacher. Now for the Penguins, the veteran Amanda Lee lets one fly. And the DUs now are on offense as Lee is able to block one. They get it off to Pilkerton in that corner, and it ends up going into the fifth row of the grandstand where Rio Tawatari handles it cleanly and keeps one of the cameras from getting smashed, Syra. That's a good thing. 6-3 DUs, and here goes Lee. Lee, a 5'2 senior, but her size is no indication of her immense talent as Lee dives to her right, can't handle a big smash from the front row of the Hawks. That was Gore, the 6-foot sophomore out of Las Vegas. And Gore with a killer, 6-4 DUs, serving for the Hawks. Heather Emery, a 5'8 senior out of Cal City. She with the runner very long and repays the opening favor by the Penguins. In that it was an unforced service error, 7-4, DU leading. Here's Burgess. Burgess is one of my radio students.
Really?
Yeah, I've been anxious to see her game. She's a very good student, by the way. In case her folks are listening, I'm happy to report. A nice young lady and a good student, and I hear she's a very good volleyball player. 7-4 as the service was put across the Penguin side. They couldn't get it back over the net. 7-5 now. DUs are on defense. Emery, check it. Not Emery, but Munley with a service. And the DUs with a killer on the left side of the floor. It's 8-5. Who had that killer, Syra?
That was Latigue going to the right side. So we're really attacking that right side strategically to take out their setter.
Brittany Latigue, the middle blocker with the kill. Here's Steinwan. Latigue in the middle there at 6 feet. Now the Penguins, Steinwan lets one fly. Boy, she stands way behind the end line. Gets it all the way to the back row. Now the DU's on offense. And the first kill attempt by Kat Thompson, the 6-footer out of San Rafael. And Kat Thompson gets her first kill of the night. So Kat let the claws out and killed that one, 9-5, DU. Here goes Steinwan now. Boy, she's so far back. She's back by the wall. The southern wall here in the Conlin Center. Running in is Munley with the attempted kill. Finds the top of the tape, Siren. It rolls down the net back onto the Hawks side. Penguins with the point, 10-5. DU leading here on opening night. Steinwan, that 5'8 junior, standing way back. She's got to be 20 feet behind the end line.
She's being precautious, though, knowing the serves can be a little hard. So she's taking her time and going way back.
Latigue with a little dink just to help it across in the front row. And Latigue with a save with the block, pardon me, with Hannah Smith. Latigue and Smith threw up the wall, and the Penguins get the point with a masterful block by the front line, 11-5. Steinwan, her fourth consecutive serve now. The right-hander, Steinwan, with her signature yellow headband. And Latigue with another block on the front row in that front left corner, Syra, with the winner, 12-5, thanks to Brittany Latigue. Steinwan's got to be getting tired. It's a lot of serves.
We need a consistent server, though. We need that serve.
My shoulder's getting tired just watching her. Latigue lets one fly to the back row. The Hawks split and let it fall, Syra, and it falls in, and the Penguins with an easy point, 13-5.
And here on Penguin Radio, we like to cheer for those. So that was an aw ASU.
That was an aw ASU. Yeah, and if anybody listened last year, you and Lexi made that famous. Well, we have a stop in the action. 102, I don't know. Lexi will come in and tell us all about it. She's got the mic on. Let's bring her in. Lexi
she's ready to come in here.
She's here. And Lexi, where does that come from?
The ASU.
Is it clean? Can you talk about it?
I brought it over from my volleyball experience, cheering there on the sidelines and cheering on the court. So that ASU boosting morale, and let's get another one and get in there.
It's definitely boost the morale. We used to do the same thing. We do a little more, like, we used to do ace, ace in your face very loud instead of ASU.
A little more hostile there, but yeah.
So we like to do that one instead of ace, ace in your face. But we'll see. Maybe we'll get that one going. Probably not.
That seems like a good story and perfect timing, I might add. These people are radio experts. Good job there, Lex. I thought it was your thing. I didn't realize it was Syrah's thing. Speaking of Syrah, Syrah is our lead play-by-play volleyball person for the rest of this season after her awesome work last season. And so for this year and likely next year, you're going to hear a lot of my sidekick, Syrah Trejo. And here she is with a play-by-play.
All right, Amy Sinewan going back to serve, and coming over is number eight, Madison Stark. And Penguins on offense now. Getting some scrappy defense, Amanda Lee with a clean free ball over to the Hawks. Once again, Madison Stark coming in. Hannah Smith pushing it out and down to the Hawks, getting a good rally here. And big block from Kat Thomason coming in here to get the point. And we're 14-5. Penguins taking the lead during this game. And Steinwand is still serving, Lexi. It's quite interesting. What is it, her seventh serve in a row?
I believe it's the seventh right here. Strong and deep, but working so far.
Yeah, some iffy passing from the Holy Names team. But here coming some scrappy defense. Another free ball for the Hawks. And a tip over to the Penguins and getting picked up. Steinwand out of the back row with a roll shot right to the center. And it's right up again for Madison Stark and is just out. And that is a point for the Penguins.
The Penguins are on a roll now. We got that anxious energy that you were talking about earlier. I'm very excited for this season. Seeing a full roster is very exciting for me personally.
I love it. It's so intimidating when they're standing back there online. But here's another serve from Steinwand, picked up by the Hawks. And that is Florencia Solomita going over, but picked up by Amanda Lee. Kat Thomason out of the left side. And just out hitting the tip of the antenna there was Madison Stark. And point for the Penguins. We're 16-5, first set of this game here at the Collins Center.
Fantastic set so far. Steinwald's still up. Just as Stu was saying before, she's very deep with it. But she's playing it safe, going so deep with her serves.
Yeah, serving right to the center there, picked up by the Hawks. And number one, Melissa Munley taking one from the back row and getting their point, stealing the serve from us, but we can keep it going, playing the side-out defense. Number 14 is Ashley Gore. She's serving out of Las Vegas. That's the city I know in Nevada. And she's serving over the Penguins. Penguins are up 16, Hawks still at 6, first set of the night. And picked up by number 3, Zoe Burgess, the freshman. And there's Kat Thomason, one going up. It's pummeled down, but picked up by number 1, Melissa Munley. A great block from Lateague and Smith right there.
This is a fantastic game so far. Lateague, definitely am excited to see her this season. Her freshman year, her rookie year, she played a fantastic middle position. Her blocking is very on point. She's there when she needs to be there. Her hands are up, and she's always ready to block.
And now Lateague is up to serve as the Penguins are up 17. The Hawks trailing with 6 points. It goes over, picked up by Libero on the Hawks side. And a free ball, free set over to the corner. Lateague almost there, but failing to get that up.
Very clever by the Lady Hawks with that. Switching it up right there. I haven't seen them do a cross-court set so far. A little bit for the Penguins to watch out now that we know they can do it.
They're in a big hole, though. They're trailing by 10, and Kova Rubias coming back in and serving that. Kat Thomason going deep, going between number 1, Melissa Munley, and Libero number 2, Sabina Girard for the Hawks. And that was an easy ball.
It was an easy ball. We're definitely using the momentum of these points against the Lady Hawks right now. We're using that positive energy we're getting off of these serves.
And there's Smith with a serve, a touch, a desperate touch by the Hawks, and a free set to Amanda Lee. And there's Kate even going to the deep corner. And what do we say here on Penguin Radio? Don't get mad, get even.
I thought we were going to do our ace.
It was a kill. So we all know that sophomore Kate even coming off a great rookie freshman year, being a decisive hitter in our games. And here's Hannah Smith with the serve. We're 19-7 now. Quite a bit of confusion between Melissa Muntley, Sabina Gerard on the Hawks side, and there's a timeout as we are up 20, Hawks down 7 here in the first set at the Conlon Center.
Very exciting. Taking those points, taking the energy that we're having off of Steinwad's perfect serves, consistent serves, definitely a thing we saw last year. We saw a lot of balls going right into the net, so I'm very excited to see our serves getting out there. Also, the Hawks communication is what they need to do right now. We're seeing it. It's getting played over. We're not talking to the libero in the back. We're not talking to the setter. There's no communication going on. Just in that last play right before the timeout, you know, they weren't talking who's going to hit that ball, who's going to get the ball. This timeout, hopefully they can, you know, take it, take the timeout and turn this game around. But also, hopefully the Penguins can finish this with 5 more points left. I believe setter Hannah Smith is up to serve.
That's right. That's correct. Not seeing huge blocking on the Hawks, so the Penguins can definitely take advantage with our big hitters we have out there. Susanna Pilkington, Kat Thomason. Kat Thomason is a force to be reckoned with. I played against her during my high school years, and I can tell you she is quite a strong hitter, so we are lucky to have her.
I'm excited to see her because I know that she had to redshirt her first year coming out of...
She was coming out of Chaminade, actually. So due to the conference rules, she can't play for another team after doing that. So we are back in. Penguins are up 20. Hawks down 7. Quite a big hole they dug themselves into. But here we go. Hannah Smith serving, starting back on the south side. Picked up by the Hawks. And there's a block by Pilkerton and even. A block by Thomason, picked up by the Hawks, and a free ball over to Steinwand. Hannah Smith setting Kat Thomason. She goes down. It's picked up by the Hawks and a joust at the net as there is a third touch there. And even gets that block for the point to bring us up to 21. Hawks still at 7 in our first set. Hannah Smith up to serve once again. So consistent serving is helping us. We started out with some iffy serving, but we're getting back on track. A block by the Penguins out of the left side, and a tip by the setter as it's picked up by even, put in the middle hole there.
We're very consistent right now in the serving and also with our blocking. We got even along with Pinkleton and Thomason, a strong force.
There's the ball. It's picked up by the Hawks. Quite a scrappy defense there, actually. And there's even with the tip going for that middle spot. A great touch by Steinwand, lunging after the ball was Pilkerton, but that was the point for the Hawks. And maybe this is decisive. It could change the attitude going into this game. They were down a little bit, but maybe they could want a streak now. Hopefully not, though. Madison Stark up to serve. She is the outside hitter, a junior from Wildomar, California. Quite a run after the ball on the Penguin side, but placed over to the Hawks side. And there was a block there.
A straight dump, as we used to call them. When the ball is right on the top of the net, and you just get your fingers right over and dump it right back on the other side.
That's why you don't overpass. It's so easy for a big hitter to get up there and just go up for the straight dump. And up to serve is number 4, Kate Anderson. For the Penguins, picked up by the Hawks. An attempted tip blocked by the Penguins and a net. Sorry, it was an under, a foot violation there on the net line. And that is set point for the Penguins, 24-8.
A fantastic start. We did not let our energy get lost in this set.
Kate Anderson serving. The Hawks bring up number 1, Melissa Munley, going for a hard hit and a free ball to the Hawks. And there's Maren Gibson trying to get that over. Kate Anderson going up for the ball, picked up by Pilkerton, and that is a kill Rangers to set number one as the Penguins take 25, Hawks only 8. What's going to happen in the next set?
We have to keep this energy that we're getting off of our so far fantastic serves over consistency. Last year, definitely the start of the season, we saw a lot of those net balls, serving errors on our part. We didn't see it in this one. I set the first one, and then from there we took off from it. I'm very excited to see the next one, see if we can use this energy that we're having right now. Also, blocking is off the hook right now. We're using our height. It's awesome.
And with that, Lexi, we are going to break as we come in about 2 minutes to set number two here at the Collins Center, Dominican University versus Holy Names University. And welcome back to the Collins Center. We are in set two of the Penguins versus the Hawks, Cross Bay rivals here. And ready on the court, we've switched positions. The Hawks are now on the south side. We're on the north side. Back in, Kate Even, Kat Thomason, Hannah Smith, Brittany Lateague, Steinwand, Kate Anderson. New player here for us. Kate Anderson is a sophomore from Napa, so quite nearby here. And Amanda Lee. And so big hitters we see here. Big hitters. So we're going to take advantage of that.
We are definitely a power team this year. We have a lot of height and a lot of arm power behind us this year. And I'm excited to see where this set takes us.
Just looking at the board, you can see that our team has been doing very well with getting kills.
That's right, set number one, we took 25-8. And now we're back into set number two, a serve from Christina Covarrubias. There's the ball coming over to Media Row. Amanda Lee so close to us. She's really chasing that ball. She's playing scrappy defense.
Yes, she does. She is all over the place, and she knows where to be, and she is there at the right time.
She was named best defensive specialist for the PacWest Conference, actually.
I believe it. She almost jumped over this table.
That's right. And sorry for everyone listening. Joining me tonight is Taylor Andreozzi with our color commentary and analysis by Alyssa Peterson, a first here on Penguin Radio for the volleyball season. You did softball before, correct?
Yes, I did. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Okay, that's a serve from Hannah Smith as we are 1-1 with the Hawks. Out and point for Dominican. The Hawks trying to go for that tip, trying to cut the corner there, but just going a little too far out. 2-1 Hawks, set number two. Up to serve is Hannah Smith, one of our captains for the Dominican team. Picked up by Melissa Munley, and a card hit by number five, Heather Emery. And just trying to get that. We failed though, and that's a point for the Hawks.
Penguins getting over there to that ball, though. And that's what's important, is getting that contact and just keeping that energy high.
And that's number eight, Madison Stark. Kate Even coming off, playing a fast three, going over to the Hawks. Melissa Munley going deep to Steinwan, who picks it up. Kat Thomason, a big hitter, going right down the line there. A great hit. We know those are difficult to get.
That was a great turn and swing by Thomason. She got it right, deep corner. Nailed it.
A little switch here coming in for Kate Anderson, the sophomore DS, who's proving to be quite a great defensive specialist. Kat Thomason out. She is serving, playing back row for Kat Thomason. So we're hoping to see more of that duo coming in throughout the match. 3-1. The Penguins are up in our second set.
The fact that we're able to have all these people coming in, all these substitutions, is insane, seeing as last year we could, 7? Not even an option.
That's right. And so these DSs coming in playing scrappy defense. Amanda Lee and Kate Anderson fighting for that ball. So we know we want this so badly. 3-2, second set. Penguins are up. Serving for the Hawks. Serving for the Hawks was Sabina Gerard. Here's Steinwand right into the block. Picked up by Even. Oh, and trying to get there was Kate Anderson. First time I've seen a major block on the Hawks side.
Four people were on that ball trying to get it back up. So we got to admit, They've really got that defense. They're really trying hard out there.
Sabina Gerard serving for the Hawks once again. They're up 4, and we're down 3. Steinwan coming out of the left side into the block. It's picked up by the Penguins. There's Pilkerton. And a double called there on Hannah Smith, our senior setter.
I think every now and then those setters, they don't get in the right place, and they just kind of double it. And I think that's what's to be expected with the game of volleyball.
And this is a time to really consider our choices as we're down 2. The Hawks are up 5, and we're at 3. Here's a free ball for the Hawks. It's picked up by Covarrubias, and a straight dump by Kate Even there. That's right, straight dump there. Brittany Latigue back in for Kate Even, and here is Amanda Lee, one of our captains. So our captains this year are Amanda Lee, Logia Duce, and Hannah Smith. Second set, and here's a tip over to the Penguins. Hannah Smith pushing one down across the court, and there is Heather Emery for the Hawks getting that kill. So obviously during that timeout there was a bit of restructuring here. We're down 2, and we've been trailing 2 for the past few points. Hawks are 6-4. Restructuring was needed, but we need to keep it going. Heather Emery up to serve, and that's out. We need to take this out and
bring it back our way.
Exactly.
We need to be able to flip that momentum and get it back in on our side.
Finally, having this deficit gives the Penguins a chance to recover, and this reminds them they've got it. They've got this team. This team is not beating them.
Freshman Zoe Burgess up to serve as the Penguins are trailing by 1 in our second set. 6-5, Hawks taking the lead. Here's Melissa Munley, and a touch by Lee. So Lee was there with Anderson. A little bit of balls going too fast, but we are desperately needing to get back into this. Here's Melissa Munley serving once again, the senior outside hitter providing leadership for her team from Spanish Springs, Nevada, a town that I am not familiar with. And there's Steinwan coming under close to a lift, but it gets over, not picked up by the refs. Coming straight out of the back row, senior leader Melissa Munley, and getting that kill as the Hawks are up 8, Penguins are 5. This is where I call a timeout, but I'm not the coach. Melissa Munley back up to serve. Let's hope she misses this. And a bit of serve receive.
What do we call that?
We don't cheer for that.
We don't cheer for that? Oh.
A bit of serve receive confusion there between Burgess and Lee. And here's Melissa Munley once again. Hawks are up 9. We're trailing with 5 points. Brittany Latigue getting the tip there, being cautious with her tip. And back in is Kat Thomason for Kate Anderson. Okay, our power hitters are back in. We have the serve. This is the time to take it over. The Hawks are up by 3, and score is 9-6. Up to serve, Seinwand. Bit of trouble with the Hawks, but here's Melissa Munley going cross court. Steinwan brings it up, a perfect pass to Smith as she goes for the tip. And there's Brittany Latigue using her long arms to reach over the net, and that's a kill.
Reminding us that we don't actually need Pilkerton. We don't need to have in all of them at the same time. We don't need Pilkerton, and we don't need Tomlinson, and we don't need Steinwan in at the same time. We can handle it with Latigue and other players who are up there.
And a service error by Steinwan there, desperately not needed, as the Hawks are up with 10, and we trail with 7 points. Up to serve is Ashley Gore, the middle blocker, 6 foot from Las Vegas.
Audience is filling up. That's good looking, though.
Yeah, our opener here at the Conlin Center. Here's Thomason going over the block. And Solomita going down to Lee as it's picked up. Smith setting Latigue. Thomason there to help her out. And a block by Thomason Latigue as it goes cross court. And the Hawks get the point there.
There's a lot of looking right now with the Penguins, and I think they need to be able to move their feet, place the ball to Smith, and be able to get that kill.
Hawks
I think
are up
they got
11.
A little bit excited after that last game, and they were so far ahead.
Hawks are up by 11. Penguins still 7 points. Thomason going on the left side. A bit of confusion on the Hawk outside, but it's out. A free ball that was out, and a point for the Penguins. We take this now and use it to our advantage. Actually, getting some looks from Coach Yami Nolan, getting kind of like, oh, you know, I saw that in her face. She's like, we need to get this here. Hawks are still up by 11. We got that point, so now we have 8 points. Brittany Lateague up to serve. A great serve to Stark. And a bit of hitter confusion. And the Penguins get the point there.
A much needed point at this point in the game. They need that motivation to continue on. However, the crowd is also a bit motivating. They've been cheering a lot whenever any hit has been going on. They're not totally sure what's going on, but they're trying their best.
There's Kate even at the net, and she gets that kill to bring us up to 10. We are now only trailing by 1 point, which
is
good.
She is on a roll tonight with her arm, and she has a great strong arm, and she has been on it tonight.
A bit of cleanup over on the south court on the Hawks side. Maybe some sweat, a little too many bodies hitting the floor. Hawks are up 11. Penguins are down with 10. Brittany Lateague up to serve in our second set of our home opener at the Collins Center. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and here's Lateague with the serve. Over to the Hawks side. A bit of a setter tip attempt, and there's even. And point for the Penguins. A back row attack there called. So if you're a back row player, you are not allowed to step over the 10-foot line when going through with your attack.
Thanks for that clarification. I wasn't totally sure what had happened when I saw Kate even hit that ball.
Yeah, so she went up and took advantage. She saw that quickly, so she read it well. Hawks over to the Penguins. Hannah Smith setting even. She goes down, and it's picked up by the Hawks, actually. Confusion. A hit from Madison Stark on the Hawks side, and a bit of confusion between Anderson and Steinwand. It's 12-11 here at the Collins Center, second set of the night. Penguins took the first set. And here is Covarrubia, setter for the Hawks, Lady Hawks. Steinwand with the pass, and a set to Thomason, who goes over the block of Heather Emery and Marin Gibson, and we get that point. Score is tied, and back in, Susanna Pilkerton, or as we like to call her, Pickles.
That former radio DJ, of course.
That's so cute.
Hannah Smith up to serve. It's 12-12.
Having this tied up game and Pickles being back in the game gives us a lot of motivation to keep going up.
And that's
brought back down.
Yeah, that was a service error on Hannah Smith, her second service error of the night. Her first one coming in, our first set, actually the opening serve. So hopefully we'll get rid of that. Hawks are up 13, Pings are down 12. Second set, and here's Stark. And it's out hitting the linesman, actually.
Another chance. They've got it this time.
That's right. Back in, Kate Anderson for Thomason.
She has a great float, and I think that's what the Hawks are going to have to really look out for.
Yeah, proving to be a great asset to the team.
Definitely.
DS from Napa, California. Right near your territory, right, Alyssa?
True.
That's right. You're Sonoma?
Yes.
That, I knew it. So up there where the wine flows. Okay, that's Kate Anderson. It's 13-13, second set. And that is an ace. What do we do here on Penguin Radio?
Ace two.
Sorry if that was a little loud for you guys, but we like to cheer. It's 14-13. The Penguins taking the lead with sophomore Kate Anderson serving. Quite a big crowd for our first night here. Cross-court attack by Heather Emery, and she gets the kill, and that's the Hawks evening the score, 14-14.
More students actually coming into the game, so they're cheering too. Everyone's getting excited about this game. Tied up now, and it's from getting the players into a new position.
Sabina Girard up to serve for the Hawks. There's Pilkerton on the right side, and that's a kill. Pilkerton being decisive for this set here as she comes in and brings in leadership. She left us for a little bit to go Arizona State, but she's back now. Here's Amanda Lee. Penguins are up 15, Hawks down 14.
Surprises me that Pickles can come back in like this and have that leadership that she had before. And it's an important role that she played before, and it's nice that she's able to come right back into it. Penguins just lost the point served by the Hawks.
Up to serve, Heather Emery, and back in for the Hawks is Florencia Solomita from Buenos Aires, Argentina. Practicing my pronunciation there.
That was very nice.
Good work.
There's Brittany Lateague with a block on the Hawks side. And here's Steinwand going cross court. as it is a kill for the Penguins.
They were keeping that ball real close to the net, and I think that confused the Hawks with whether they were going to tip or kill.
That's right. And so we are getting ready to serve here, Cade Anderson. Penguins up 16, Hawks with 15. Lots of cheering on the sidelines. Picked up by Melissa Munley, going to Cade Anderson, who's a little too high up on the pass. Passing requires you to be low and getting that, taking that impact. She was a little too high up, but the score is tied 16-16. And back in for the Hawks is Melissa Stark.
Penguins have Steinwan and Letigue up front, which is always a good-looking sign.
Lee passing, and here's a set. Just kidding, a tip over to the Hawks. That was courtesy of Hannah Smith, picked up by Anderson. Hannah Smith setting Steinwand with a close set, and she tips it over. A roll shot from Melissa Munley, picked up by the Penguins. There's Steinwand, a rally going on now. She popped. And that's Madison Stark to end the rally and bring the points to the Hawks. We're 17 and 16. The Hawks taking the lead. Quite a big group of hitters we have. Actually, two hitters, but consistent hitters we have here. There's Cade Anderson for Hannah Smith. Brittany Letigue running the seam. A successful seam down the line, which is always so hard to get. Killed by Letigue. There's 17 and 17, tying the score. Back in for Anderson is Kat Thomason. And so back to serving is Steinwand, who got his our most consistent serve set of the last set. She served, I believe, 7 or 8 in a row. So she comes to serve over. A pass picked up by Letigue. Here's the Hawks. And they go in with a soft kill there.
Definitely caught Burgess looking.
And 18 and 17 is the score in the second set. A big group of people out in the stands.
Yes, the crowd is now, the student section is filled. Everyone's here. The energy in the room, you can feel it. And I think this is what the Penguins need in order to get that win for this second set.
Hannah Smith setting Brittany Letigue, and that's the kill. Quite a bit of cheering. Kate even back for Amanda Lee. The score is tied, and I will now introduce Elsie Lopez, our newest member of Penguin Radio here.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Definitely. You've been watching this game, and so you know how we can take this. We can sweep them in three. A bit of mistakes, but we can take this. Scrappy defense played on the Penguin side. A free ball by Letigue. And there's the Hawks going down the line. That line is decisive for us. That line is what we need to cover. We're attacking that right side. We're going straight for our setter. So the Hawks are up 19, and we're with 18, our second set.
Yeah, even though we've been down this game a lot, honestly, compared to last game, we might have just got a little bit overconfident, but these girls are super strong this season, and I can totally see us just heading straight to the top and winning in three matches for sure. Or three sets. I'm sorry. My apologies.
It's all right. It's the big squad really helps. And that was Kat Thomason going over the block and taking that point back into Susanna Pilkerton in for Zoe Burgess.
You can tell the energy is definitely back up on the team. The crowd is cheering. The team is cheering. And with Kate being back on the court, she brings that energy onto the court with her. And that is definitely what they
need. I see some lacrosse boys cheering for our girls here. 19-19 in our second set. This set goes to 25. And here is Hannah Smith with the serve.
Yeah, not only do we have lacrosse here, we have volleyball, we have basketball, we have soccer. So we have all these teams coming on cheering for our ladies in the first opening game. This is great to see.
A bit of score correction. It is 19-19. It was a little confusing. I thought it was 18-20. But we are tied here at the Conlin Center. Second set of the night. Hannah Smith up to serve, senior captain. Right off the tape and picked up by the Hawks. A set to Heather Emery, picked up by Steinwand. Here's Hannah Smith, Kat Thomason. It's blocked, picked up by Amanda Lee. Great scrappy defense. Steinwand out of the back row. There's the touch and a block by Kat Thomason. It's not picked up. And here is the point for the Penguins. Kat Thomason, hometown favorite here, coming out of Marine Catholic High School and playing for Absolute Volleyball Club. I played for that club. I'll tell you, she is definitely a great hitter.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely see it today in today's game. Like, it is ridiculous how great she's doing.
2019 second set. Here's Hannah Smith. And that is a service error. We did not need that. 2020. We're going to 25. And Stark is serving the junior
5'9" outside hitter, and she also plays opposite. There's Steinwan picking up the serve. Pilkerton down the line, and it's a kill. She makes it look so easy.
That was a very soft kill, and I think it struck all the Lady Hawks by surprise, and they did not move their feet thinking that it was going to be coming at them hard, so they were going to have to absorb that. But instead, she tricked them and made it softer and caught them all looking.
And the Hawks looking to change their squad a little bit. They're bringing in Vanessa Flores, a libero, DS junior from Whittier, California. And back in is Kate Anderson for the Penguins. 21-20 in our second set here on radio.dominican.edu.
Kate has definitely proved to be a great asset to this team, especially walking on her sophomore year.
Exactly. There's Lee with the pickup and a bit of scrappy defense at the net. We like to call this jungle volleyball. And a great kill from Melissa Munley, providing senior leadership going cross court. And the score remains tied at 21-21. And here up to serve is Sabina Girard.
A nail biter here.
Sabina Girard up to serve. She's the libero for the Hawks. You getting some cleanup on the court. And here is, sorry, that was Heather Emery calling for that cleanup. So scrappy defense calls for scrappy cleanup.
It sure does.
Taking a little break. Also on the Penguin court, getting some cleanup. Amanda Lee calling her seams for both of her passers, Anderson and Steinwand, in the back row. So she is ready. She's prepared. 21-21 in our second set. And the serve is live. Anderson taking a bit of an upper hit there. But it's a free ball for the Hawks. And it's not successful and blocked by Even as we take the point, 22-21.
Hawks tried to set that pipe, and it took the hitter by surprise, and she could not make it over that net.
Thank you. And this is Elsie Lopez, as we'd like to introduce her for Penguin Volleyball here on radio.dominican.edu. We're taking a break. Both teams calling a timeout. Sorry, that was Dominican calling a timeout. It's 22-21 in our second set. What do we need to do here?
I think that we need to bring the energy, because as soon as it starts getting close, the score is, 21-21. We start to panic, and it makes our energy fly all over the place. And I think we really need to focus, place our feet near that ball, get that set, and get that kill.
And surprising not to see Shannon Regio Curley, who really stepped up last season when Steinwan was hurting, when she hurt her shoulder, she stepped up. But we do have some new hitters, tall, big hitters. We have a lot of height on the team. And scrappy passers, Kate Anderson, very surprising, really great start to her season here.
She is definitely a power server. She has that great float coming in that will confuse the other team, because with that float, they float all around. You think it's coming to you, and all of a sudden it'll take a sharp right or a sharp left.
And here's Amanda Lee to open up this point, 22-21, Hawks trailing. Picked up by the Hawks. A block by Steinwand and Lateague. Here's Amanda Lee with a great pass. And there's Lateague. A free ball to the Penguins, picked up by Lateague. Steinwan on the left side, going cross court. This is where I would call a line shot to confuse them, or a quick tip. And that was a tip, actually, by the Hawks, which went a little too far out, and that's a point for the Penguins. Amanda Lee up to serve. Girls on the bench for our team are rowdy. They're cheering. They're excited. They want this. And a timeout called by the Hawks. We just had a timeout. But it's 23-21. Penguins needing to push two.
I think with that team energy on the sidelines, that is what's going to help the team on the court be able to, like I said, place their feet, get that set, and get that kill in order to win this match.
That's right. Great music being played here in the Collins Center. Getting a little dancing myself. A throwback to Daddy Yankee here, which is a Puerto Rican rapper. Interesting.
I was just about to comment on your dancing skills right here back on the media row.
It's 23-21. We're going into the last points of set number two. It's exciting. It's a good game. This is what the fans want to see, but we can sweep them. They were last in PacWest. They were 14. We were 13, granted. We were only one above. But we've been doing so well in our preseason, 4-4.
Yes, definitely, Syrah. And you know what? There's a lot of good communication going on this court today. You can definitely see everybody calling their balls, making sure they all communicate with one another to make sure there's no confusion. Yes, give or take, there's some here and there. But in general, they're doing such a great job communicating amongst each other.
A great season opener here at the Collins Center. Just to remind you, this is Penguin Radio. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins are up 23. The Hawks trail with 21 as we go into the last points of set number two. Here's Amanda Lee to serve. Picked up by Munley. And there's Emery into the block of Lateague and Steinwan. We like to call that a roof in volleyball. You can't get over. It's so big, so you got roofed.
Those two look like the Twin Towers on that block.
And here's 24-21 set point. Amanda Lee to serve. Picked up by Munley. Here's Munley again for the hit. Going cross court, Steinwan Smith setting Pilkerton. And she goes down. It's a free ball. Controlled by the Penguins, and there's Steinwan into the block, and that's the point to take set number two. 25-21, quite different from set number one, 25-8. So we can definitely get this.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And what a win for those Lady Pings right there for that set.
That's right. So tomorrow we're actually playing another game. It's Academy of Art University, another Cross Bay rival. They're in San Francisco, not Oakland, but San Francisco. So definitely exciting. Be here at 3 p.m. as Radio.Dominican brings you that game. Also, our athletics team is taking a great step forward and contributing to Make-A-Wish Foundation, something we've done before, correct?
Yes, are correct.
We've been involved with it, but we're trying to raise money. So we're going to grant the wish for a 4-year-old boy with cerebral palsy. A great way to give back to our community that gives us so much. That's Sunday at 1 p.m. And so the women are closing out with a win here on our second set. Can we take set number three? And we'll be right back in about 8 minutes here on radio.dominican.edu. Stay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to set number three at the Conlin Center. And we are back in here. It's Holy Names University and Dominican University of California. Set number three, Dominican taking both sets. If they win this, they win the game. Exciting times. Joining me today is Alyssa Peterson, our analyst for tonight, providing color commentary. And first time, her debut on Penguin Radio is Elsie Lopez.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
Hey, guys. And as always, I'm Sarah Trejo, your play-by-play commentator for tonight. It's the Hawks and the Penguins. Hawks are on the north side of the court starting out, and the Penguins on the south side. Starting for the Hawks, Melissa Munley, outside hitter, senior from Spanish Springs. We've seen a lot of leadership from her. We also see Christina Covarrubias, the setter, and Heather Emery out there providing great leadership for the team. And the Penguins are starting out with their senior captain serving on the back line, Hannah Smith, and here's a serve. Picked up by the Hawks, and there is Marin Gibson with a point.
Solid serve by Smith right there, but
Hawks taking that first point. Back in for the Hawks, Vanessa Flores, who was in during set number two to change the structure in a little bit. The Hawks taking the first point in our third set, decisive set for the night, knowing if the Penguins win this, they'll take the game. There's Vanessa Flores with the serve. And that's Kat Thomason going cross court. Steinwan picking up the tip, and there's Kate Even. Lots of energy in the game tonight. And the gym is just pumping up with people watching. Going down the line is Kat Thomason, big hitter for the Penguins. It's 1-1, set number three. Substitution here is Kate Anderson for Kat Thomason, going in for the back row. That's typical, putting your shorter players in the back row. She's a defensive specialist. If you're lankier, a taller player like Thomason, it's harder for you to get to those balls. There's Kate Anderson serving. 1-1, set number three. Covarrubias setting.
And again, Kate shows what a great asset she is to the team with that great serve right there.
And a point for the Penguins as the ball fails to make it over the tape. 2-1, set number three, and it's Sabina Girard serving for the Hawks.
a bit of confusion as to what hitter was coming in, and a bit of confusion on the side. And sorry, that's a serve for Anderson. There is confusion here on the Hawks side. Could it be when that happens, it's a point sometimes.
Yeah, if they are out of rotation,
exactly,
the refs will call it a point on the opposing team.
And refs are trying to get it together here, and it is Kate Anderson serving, and here's a serve, 2-1, set number 3 at the Conlin Center. Hawks and the Penguins. Picked up by Gerard. And that's Heather Emery. Scrappy defense on the Penguins side. Lee taking the last ball. And a set to Munley, who goes over the block. It's picked up by Anderson. And here's Pilkerton into the block, getting a touch on that. Amanda Lee with the free ball to the Hawks. Covarrubio setting Marin Gibson. And it's just out. It is pushed out by the Penguins. And a point for Holy Names. It's tied 2-2. And here is Sabina Gerard serving for the Hawks. Quite a few bounces on her serve. Amanda Lee picking up, serve receive. Kate even over the tape. Free ball for the Hawks. Sorry, free ball for the Penguins from the Hawks. Kate even going cross court, picked up by Gerard, touching the basketball hoop, who's way up high, but it's picked up by the Penguins. Going cross court to Gerard, it was Amy Steinwand, and here's Melissa Munley over the block, and there's scrappy defense from Amanda Lee, and Anderson going to Steinwand, and it's blocked by the Hawks. A major block from the Hawks.
That was a good rally, both on the Penguins and the Hawks side. However, that block got the Penguins, and it fell, and Lee could not get there in time to palm it to try to pop it back up.
And there's Sabina Gerard with the serve once again. It's 3-2 as Steinwand goes down, and that's a kill. 3-3. The crowd is going wild.
They're definitely making this third set very interesting compared to the other two, I would say.
Yeah, first set, we're coming out 25-8. The Hawks not really putting up a fight. Come on, the Penguins are taking over those Hawks. And second set, going over to, it was 23-25. Quite a difference in two games. Now it's 3-3 in our third set.
They are definitely going.
An overpass, and Lateague is there to get it straight down for that straight dump, as Lexi likes to call it. And it's 4-3 in set number 3.
What I was going to say is that they are going neck and neck in the start of this game.
Picked up by Munley. Ashley Gore for the Hawks, but it's picked up by the Penguins. Into the block is Steinwand. There to cover is Amanda Lee. No wonder she is our libero. She is everywhere. And it's 4-4, tied with the Hawks and the Penguins. Back in, Florencia Solomita.
I love your accent there, Syrah. Keep it going.
4-4, the crowd is going wild. It's a serve by Heather Emery. Steinwand on the left side, into the block, and a kill. And so back for the Penguins is Zoe Burgess, who is serving. She is the freshman DS, only 5'2" from Idaho.
She's small, but she's got an arm.
She's feisty, too. A bit of a delay on the Hawks side with their hit, but a point as it goes a little bit too far out for the Penguins to get that. 5-5, we are tied. We are seriously neck and neck in set number 3. Melissa Munley is serving. Picked up by the Penguins. There's Amanda Lee with a free ball. Melissa Munley helping her team. And just going out was Madison Stark for our point for the Penguins. 6-5, set number 3.
That was a great call on Anderson to kind of move out of the way, because honestly, if she would have gone the way, the Hawks would have gone that point.
Knowing where you are on the court is so important. Knowing where the proximity to the lines, where you are, how far are you, it's so important, because it's easy to move forward, but hard to move back. There is Madison Stark, and a touch from the Penguins, and a point for Holy Names. So that was kind of a roll shot, and it was a touch by the Penguins. The Penguins are like, no, we didn't touch it. But obviously, it's visible to the refs. 6-6 in set number 3, up to serve Ashley Gore. A lot of cheering from the sidelines.
and in is a kill by Brittany Lateek, the sophomore from San Jose, California. 7-6, set number 3. This is Holy Names versus Dominican University of California. You're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Brittany Lateek up to serve. An overpass and blocked by the Penguins, and that caused one of the Hawk team members to do a lift there. So lift is when you come from under your body to try to get that ball up, and that is illegal in volleyball. 8-6, Penguins taking the lead in set number 3. Solomita going with the tip, and a point for Holy Names. So she went for the tip right in the right side, and so that was hard for the Penguins to get to.
Yeah, that was definitely hard, as you could tell, because there was no coverage behind those blockers in order to get that tip, and I think that was a smart choice on the Lady Hawks.
Setter Covarrubias serving for the Lady Hawks. It's 8-7, set number 3. And here's Thomason on the left side. That's a kill. So Thomason is playing right side, but she is proving to be an important asset and really a go-to hitter. She's coming in for her first season with the Penguins. She was a redshirt last year.
Yeah, her height and her arm is really definitely showing off right now, and it is great.
There's Hannah Smith with the serve at 9-7. The Penguins are up. Emery with the hit, but picked up by the Penguins. Munley getting the dig there. And that's picked up by the Penguins, as it's set by Hannah Smith. And there's Susanna Pilkerton on the right side. It's a 9-7, set number 3. Amanda Lee setting for Smith as the ball goes a little far out. And Pilkerton gets the kill.
The Penguins are definitely going to need to use that touch and out of bounds to their advantage. I think Smith has a great arm, and I think she can go a couple rounds with serving if she just places that ball right.
Consistent serving is always helpful. It's 10-7. The Penguins are up. It's set number 3. There's Hannah Smith, and we lost the consistency there. That's a service error from Smith.
Said it too soon.
Back in for the Hawks, Vanessa Flores. It's 10-8. Flores is serving for the Hawks. A bit of a stack over on the Penguins side as Thomason and Smith are stacking, but Smith back into setting. There's Thomason on the right side into the block, a Hawk block. Melissa Munley, senior, going cross-court to Amanda Lee. A free ball from Amanda Lee to the Hawks. Covarrubias setting Marin Gibson, and that is a kill. Quite a great rally going on there. 10-9. Flores serving for the Hawks. It's set number 3. The Hawks serving now. That was Flores. Steinwan getting a pretty pass there. That was textbook. Susanna Pilkerton going cross court to Gerard. And there's Munley. That spot. Cross court. Munley's coming from the left side. It's going cross court. She really did a good job of cutting the angle there. That's always difficult for a hitter to do.
Yeah, not just cross court, but actually cutting her hit in order to get it right in front of the left front.
Yeah, so close to where the ref is. It's so difficult to get that shot, but she did it perfectly. We're 10-10. A strong hit from the Penguins, picked up by the Hawks. And here's Thomason into the block, picked up by Amanda Lee. And a kill by Kate Even, the sophomore middle blocker. 11-10. Third set. Back in, Kate Anderson for Kat Thomason. Serving once again. It's 11-10 in our third set. And here is Gerard picking up for the Hawks. Down by Heather Emery. Susanna Pilkerton going to Gerard. She can't get that up. That goes towards the sidelines. She shanked it. It's 12-10, third set, Pilkerton ready. Coach on the Hawks side is showing her, get low. You got to get low. Brace for impact. Bring that in. Anderson serving once again. And there is Melissa Munley to Amanda Lee. I want to call her Samantha for some reason. Gerard picking up the ball for the Hawks. And Emery into the block.
of Kate Even and Steinwood with just such a gracious block, and they're going down together. They are synced up.
I think with those blocks, you have to have good coverage, and sometimes with how powerful they're coming at you, they project anywhere.
Exactly, 13-10 from a service error. First one we see from Kate Anderson, the sophomore.
I think that was just a fluke. You know, she's been great so far this entire game.
But when you're playing a game of 25, every point counts. It's 13-11 in the third set. Gerard serving for the Hawks. Steinwan taking one off her hands, and it's set up to Steinwan. She goes into the block. Amanda Lee once again is Steinwan. A roll shot picked up by Munley. And trying to bring in that scrappy defense, but Even is no match for the Hawks as we get the point there. 14-11, set number three. Hawks, I would call timeout now, but I'm not the coach. There's Amanda Lee serving for the Penguins. It's 14-11 in set number three. Gerard picks it up, libero to libero. Melissa Munley down the line, attacking our setter. A smart move and strategic. Strategic move going down the line. You're taking out your setter. You're forcing someone else to set. And so it was a smart point. 14-12. The Penguins are still up. But there is number five, Heather Emery. Steinwan going into the block. And it's blocked by the Hawks. Sorry. That was Solomita and Gore getting that block. The two tallest players on the team. 5'11", Solomita, and 6 foot, Ashley Gore. 14-13, third set. Served by the Hawks. And Lateague going down the line, but there's Gerard. A bit of confusion as to who was setting on the Hawks side, and the Penguins get that point. It's 15-13. It's actually a full moon tonight. That's interesting. So maybe we're getting a little aggressive there, a little werewolf action, roar from the Penguins. I never knew Penguins could roar. I just did that for them. But a full moon tonight, and so the brightness is showing here at the Collins Center as Steinwan goes for a tip. It's picked up by Anderson. Gerard picks it up for the Hawks. A bit of confusion. There's Solomita going outside the net to get the point for the Penguins, 16-13.
That confusion really helped the Penguins right there. You see that a lot happening recently, a lot of confusion on the court with the Hawks.
Yeah, it's hard when you're excited. It's so easy to just go try to get into it, but you have to control it. Here is Ashley Gore getting a kill for the Hawks. Madison Stark in for Vanessa Flores on the Hawk court. Melissa Munley serving. The Penguins are up 16. The Hawks are 14. This is a game of 25. This is our third set. Can the Penguins sweep this? And here's Steinwand out of the left side. Gerard picking it up. And there's Stark going to Anderson. Lateague into the block of Madison Stark. And she can't get that up.
Yeah, that was a great effort on the Penguins stopping, because Munley is definitely one of the Hawks' top players. So to stop her from serving, that was a great thing right there.
Exactly. Stopping that serve is key to winning this game. 17-14, third set. Up to serve way back on the south side is Amy Steinwand. And here's Stark. Almost picked up by Lee. She was down low, perhaps a little too forward on that one. And so the point goes to the Hawks. Ashley Gore up to serve. It's 17-15. Large amount of people in the crowd. Reminder, this is our home opener. This is exciting time for the Penguins. Ashley Gore serving, picked up by Burgess. And a tip by Brittany Lateague. The sideline on the Hawk court really saying, being vocal there. Lateague coming off a block. She goes back, gets herself together, and brings that long arm up and gets that point. 18-15, third set.
Lateague is definitely a great athlete out there. She uses her height very wisely and her power with her long arm to get that ball down, and that is definitely what she needed right now, especially now that she's serving. We're going to see her power in her arm right now.
Yeah, it's 18-15. We need that power. A bit of court cleanup. Alyssa, we have another match tomorrow. What time is it?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that match is coming in tomorrow. So, Alyssa, tell us more about it.
We have a match tomorrow versus Academy at 3 p.m.
Academy of Art University, our Cross Bay rival, in addition to Holy Names, they're in San Francisco. Here's Latigue with the serve, 18-15. Back row attack by Melissa Munley, picked up by Latigue. And Steinwand with another back row attack on our side, and that's a point. That is one of Steinwand's greatest hits. I would say the back row attack. She comes out of the back row. Sometimes those back row attacks are like, it's back row. They don't have as much power, but she brings back that power from her arm. It's 19-15 on set number three. It's definitely important to get those back row attacks because sometimes you can trip up the players on the other side. They're ready. They're waiting for those big hitters. They're like, oh, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. No, it comes from the back row. They have to adjust their block that way.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. And again, I'm going to shout out Latigue again with that save, giving them a great opportunity to set up for that back set, or that back hit right there.
Just a reminder, the Penguins are leading the score now. It's 19-15. They've been leading. We're in a timeout called by the Hawks. And so third set, 19-15. Can the Penguins take this? We take the set, we win the match. It's as important as that.
I definitely think they can take this. It's 19-15, just like you said. And honestly, the Penguins look with high energy. And this crowd is really pumping them up as well. Look at the crowd. If you could see here, it is great.
And the music is so great, too. I have to comment, this music is just pumping me up.
I can see you dancing over there. I can see you getting into it. You're like, the crowd's great, and I'm over here watching you.
I think the crowd's following you, to be honest. Look at that. We got some players, lacrosse players up there dancing just like you were, Syra.
And we're back in. It's 19-15 in our third set. The Penguins are leading. It's Holy Names University versus Dominican University of California. Up to serve, Brittany Latigue. An overpass from the Hawks. And who was there to take that? No one else. Sorry. I got excited. I was going to say Kate Even. Kate Even was there to take that. That was, you know, that was a key point there. It's 20-15. Pushing five. Can the Penguins do it? Here's Gore for the Hawks. And a free ball courtesy of Stark. Kat Thomason coming out of the left side, getting that decisive kill. It's 21-15. The Penguins are leading. They need to push four, and they win the match.
Yeah. We have a very an aggressive front row, and I think that's exactly what we need right now in this match.
Kat Thomason, all big smiles on her side there. A serve from Latigue. And that's Madison Stark going out. That is not a point you want to make now.
That is not the mistake or error that you want to make at 22-15.
22-15, the Penguins are leading. We are serving. We got to come together. Calm down. We can take it 3 points. That's it. Madison Stark getting the pass, and Melissa Munley out of the back row. Kate Even going deep corner, forcing Gerard to take the set. And that's Stark going over the block. A joust at the net. Steinwand setting Thomason, and that's a tip. Solomita out of the right side. Hannah Smith, and here's Steinwand out of the back row. And a shank. Getting that kill, the Penguins. 23-15, third set. 2 points.
I would have not wanted to be a Hawk right there. And you could definitely see that power coming out.
And that's forcing the Hawks to take a timeout.
Yes, and again, do not forget that we have a match tomorrow versus Academy at 3 p.m. Tune in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu to listen.
You'll be hearing these familiar voices this whole season. Reminder, joining me today is Elsie Lopez and Alyssa Peterson. Such a great time here at the Conlin Center. It's 23-15 in our third set. We have media out here. We have student broadcasters out here. They're getting ready to video this. It's on Channel 30. If you live here near San Rafael, but also we are streaming everywhere. We're streaming on the internet. So if you want to listen to this wherever you are, it's 23-15, about 30 seconds left until we're back into the match. 2 points. That's all we need.
I think we're going to need to calm our nerves. I can see that we're getting excited, which is great. We're bringing the energy, but don't get too excited and don't get too ahead of yourself because anything can happen because volleyball is a very fast-paced game and you never know, honestly, what's going to be happening. Girls have strong arms. They have good blocks.
and you just need to settle yourself, get your feet to that ball, get that set, and get that kill in order to get this win.
I always say it's a game of inches and seconds. We're back in 23-15. The Penguins are in the lead. We've taken set number one. We've taken set number two. It's now set number three. A setter dump, courtesy of Heather Emery. That was a great play.
That was, and I think that for the Hawks, that's what they needed in order to get that momentum back on their side.
And up to serve is Coba Rubias for the Hawks. Remember, we're 23. We're up, but they're 16. There's Coba Rubias with the serve, picked up by Anderson. And here's Steinwald out of the back row with a killer dart to the deep corner.
Again with that arm. Again, like I'm going to say it, I would not want to be a Hawk and try to block that arm or try to block that.
I am so excited. It's match point, 24-16. The Penguins are up to serve with our senior, Hannah Smith. There's Gerard, a bit of a funky pass on the Hawks side. Melissa Stark going out, and that's the point. That's it.
And that's game. I really think that the crowd helped for that one, saying I believe that we will win. That chant right there really got Miss Smith to Hohen.
I am so excited we won. We are coming 4-4 from preseason. Getting this win at home, we can take this. We can do much better. We have a big squad, 18 girls on the team.
And that is a huge team. Again, 18 girls on one team, that's a big team. And I think what was able to work for them was when not only the crowd, but the sidelines were cheering for them. When they got a little too ahead of themselves, they would calm down, settle their feet, get their nerves out, and just really focus to get that kill.
Yeah, and kills was so important this game, getting a big hitter up there. The Hawks saw that with Melissa Munley. She is providing leadership for the team. We've seen her out here before, but she encourages the other players to get out there, to be aggressive. We said there is a full moon. We need some aggression. Maybe the Penguins saw more of those effects. We had big hitters on our side. I would really highlight Kat Thomason. She did so well this game, coming off as a redshirt. She wasn't able to play last season, so it's exciting for her to play in her first home game here at home. She's from San Rafael.
Yeah, my player would definitely be Kate Even. I think she brings that aggression to the court. She also brings that energy for the team. She's a very aggressive front row player, and she gets those girls focused, and she swings when she needs to, and she kills it.
That's right, and with this win, we improved to 5-8 overall. A great start for a growing team. We're big, but we're still growing. Taking off what happened last season, we only had 7 players. We had one person on the bench, and that person was injured. And so coming up as a big team, we get this win 5-8 overall. Hawks are going to 1-8 not in conference, overall. But it's exciting to see what's going to happen next. Yeah, Kat Thomason, that was my big highlight. Who's your highlight, Elsie?
Honestly, I think I'm going to shout out Amy Steinward. I mean, she did amazing. One with serving those back serves all the way to the end of the wall. You don't see that very often. And from another team's perspective, if I see a server all the way to the wall, I'm expecting some big things out of her. And she definitely proved that for herself with that strong arm. And defensively, she was amazing, and offensively as well with her hits, straight down, very hard, and she did what she had to do and get where she had to get to.
Yeah, definitely on the Hawks side, we also saw some great defense from Gerard, who is their libero, which is expected. When you're a libero, you're expected to play great defense. But they switched things up towards the second and third set with Vanessa Flores coming in, a shorter player, but she was coming in for their big hitters, and so it definitely helped them in that respect because they were down 8-25 in the first set. That's embarrassing. I wouldn't want to be that team. But they came back in the second set with 22-25, and so they played a close game in the third set in the first half, but eventually dropped off a little bit. But great debuts on the Penguin side, a great big squad, and playing our Cross Bay rivals.
Not only debuts for the Penguins, but also Elsie's debut on Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, so excited. It's my first time, and I am loving it, to be
honest.
That's
so great. It's addicting. It's great. I love it. We work with great people. Stuart Horn, our professor, our director. Also, I forgot to mention Yami Nolan, first game at home. What did you guys think? She's the first year as a coach coming up from the East Coast, made her debut at home.
I think you can definitely see the difference from last year's team and this year's team, and a
definitely a lot of that has to do with the new coaching. I think they have made a positive impact, or she has made a positive impact on the girls, and it looks like the girls on her as well. So I am looking for a great season from this team and from our coach.
And with that, we sign off. Thank you so much for listening to Penguin Radio, our home opener at the Collins Center on radio.dominican.edu. We had great analysis from Lexi Schumacher, Taylor Andreozzi, Alyssa Peterson, Elsie Lopez, and now, as always, I'm your play-by-play commentator, Syra Trejo. Have a good night. Can you feel our gravity?